Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes.
The Lord said to my master, sit at my right hand, alleluia.
A prince from the day of your birth, on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you.
The Lord said to my master, sit at my right hand, alleluia.
The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
The Lord said to my master, sit at my right hand, alleluia.
The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath.
The Lord said to my master, sit at my right hand. Alleluia.
He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head.
The Lord said to my master, sit at my right hand. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in the fellowship of all your saints in our heavenly homeland.
The Lord said to my master, sit at my right hand. Alleluia.
Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia.
Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia.
I will thank the Lord with all my heart in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them.
Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia.
Majestic and glorious his work, his justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love.
Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia.
He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations.
Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia.
His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth.
Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia.
He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy his name to be feared.
Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia.
To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever.
Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Merciful and gentle Lord, you are the crowning glory of all saints. Give us, your children, the gift of obedience, which is the beginning of wisdom, so that we may do what you command and be filled with your mercy.
Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia!
All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God.
Alleluia.
His judgments are honest and true.
Alleluia! Alleluia! All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia!
Alleluia! Sing praise to our God, all you his servants.
Alleluia!
All who worship him reverently, great and small.
Alleluia! Alleluia! All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia! Alleluia.
Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory.
Alleluia. Alleluia. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun.
Alleluia.
And his bride is prepared to welcome him.
Alleluia. Alleluia. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia.
A reading from 1 Peter. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he who in his great mercy gave us new birth, a birth unto hope which draws its life from the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, a birth to an imperishable inheritance, incapable of fading or defilement, which is kept in heaven for you who are guarded with God's power through faith, a birth to a salvation which stands ready to be revealed in the last days. There is cause for rejoicing here. You may for a time have to suffer the distress of many trials, but this is so that your faith, which is more precious than the passing splendor of fire-tried gold, may by its genuineness lead to praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ appears. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory.
The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory.
Eternal ages praise
the greatness of your glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory.
The Son of Man came to seek out and to save those who were lost. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. The promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Son of Man came to seek out and to save those who were lost.
Let us pray. The world was created by the Word of God, recreated by His redemption, and it is continually renewed by His love. Rejoicing in Him, we call out,
Renew the wonders of your love, Lord.
We give thanks to God whose power is revealed in nature
and whose providence is revealed in history.
Renew the wonders of your love, Lord.
Through your Son, the herald of reconciliation, the victor of the cross,
free us from empty fear and hopelessness.
Renew the wonders of your love, Lord.
May all those who love and pursue justice
work together without deceit to build a world of true peace.
Renew the wonders of your love, Lord.
Be with the oppressed, free the captives, console the sorrowing, feed the hungry, strengthen the weak.
In all people, reveal the victory of your cross.
Renew the wonders of your love, Lord.
After your Son's death and burial, you raised him up again in glory.
Grant that the faithful departed may live with him.
Renew the wonders of your love, Lord.
To these prayers, we pause to add the intercessions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Renew the wonders of your love, Lord.
And now let us pray as the Lord told us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
God of power and mercy, only with your help can we offer you fitting service and praise. May we live the faith we profess and trust your promise of eternal life. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.